Are you ready for this? Well, guess how much the canteen at Stormont is subsidised by. Guess how much of your taxpayers' money is being spent at the Stormont canteens. You ready? £280,000 a year. £280,000 a year. Shall we spell out what they're going to have on their little menu this morning? The members' dining room. They can have a crispy filo tiger prawns served with watercress. The main course, £8.25. Also on the menu, Chinese-style duck spring roll with hoisin dipping sauce. Also on the menu, they can have a roast of the day served with seasonal vegetables and potatoes. Do you know how much of your money goes towards the canteen January 2015? We've dug into these figures. £30,632 of your money in 1 month went towards the politicians eating in their canteens. Oh, look, there's grilled fillet of salmon for our MLAs. They get a little aroma tomato, rocket and lemon. In July 2015, £41,117 of your money as subsidy to the politicians, because on their MLA salary, they couldn't afford the full whack, of course, for the food. So they take £41,000 of your money towards their meals, where they might want to have pan-fried supreme of chicken served with champ, crispy onions and black pepper cream sauce. In February 2015, £21,041 of your money in 1 month went towards the Stormont canteens, where it's not just politicians can eat there, the public can eat there too. Maybe we should all go up. I'm going to bring the Nolan Show up. Apparently, we're only allowed in certain times of the year, as the public, by the way. There's slow-cooked beef brisket served with garlic, red wine and creamy pom puree. Let's pick a month. Well, there's the lowest month. September 2015, £16,693 of your money went towards the politicians eating. Nathan is in Newton Abbey. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Stephen. I just thought of Oliver. You know, can I have some more, please, sir? At those prices? That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, we've been digging into this. This is what we can reveal this morning. What do you make of it?
A disgrace. They're getting paid to do a job and we're having to pay to feed them while they're doing the job. Does the BBC buy your lunches, Stephen?
No, they do not.
There you are. My boss doesn't buy my lunch. That's what I get wages for, to live on. I'm not very good, sure enough. I hope they're all not sitting down to cook breakfast this morning, Stephen. You'll be giving them indigestion.
Well, you know, if you want, I can. You know, there's soup of the day with home-baked bread and butter, Chinese duck spring roll, home-baked bread served with balsamic oil, and you're subsidising every single bit of this.
And where is all the produce, Northern Ireland? Produce, I wonder?
I have no idea.
Well, that would be another interesting point, wouldn't it?
£280,000 of your money in 1 year.
Think of what that could have went into the health service.
2015.
I'm sure plenty of hospitals have been glad of that money.
What do you say to them this morning?
Well, why should we be subsidising them to eat? They're getting well enough paid for jobs.
Well, maybe they can't afford the £7.25 themselves for the main course of Chinese style duck spring roll with hoisin dipping sauce.
And a packed lunch. They could all share sandwiches up on the hill. I remember it was like at school, you open your sandwiches and somebody always had nicer sandwiches than you. You traded a sandwich, maybe. We can maybe try that.
It's not just MLAs that eat there, it's the staff up in the assembly as well.
It's actually so... it's a farce that it's laughable. They think that's okay to do with our money.
Deputy Editor of the newsletter, Ben Laurie, is joining us this morning as well. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning.
So we've been looking into the figures as to the subsidy at the Stormont canteens up in the hill. In an era of austerity and people being told, look, we've got to cut back in these different departments, we just wondered if there was a subsidy anymore. There's over a quarter of a million pounds every year. Well, we're looking at 2015. Over a quarter of a million, £280,238.24 of public money used to lower the prices of food in the Stormont canteens, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people benefit from that, but it seems incredibly hard to justify. It isn't that unusual for companies, for example, to subsidise a canteen to some degree. But one of the things that I've argued a lot with MLAs is I actually think MLAs, I don't think that they're overpaid. I think there's even a case that to get professional people and so on, they maybe should be better paid. What we should be cutting back on is expenses. I don't think that we need, for example, MLAs to have all these offices. I don't think they need big staffs and that kind of thing. So what we need to be cutting back on is subsidies. But how can somebody like me argue for things like curbing disability living allowance, which I do at Northern Ireland, it's out of control, it's 11.11% of the population, argue for things like welfare reform, which I do, I think Northern Ireland badly needs welfare reform, and then possibly justify a quarter of a million pounds being spent subsidising the canteen. So it's absurd.
What message does this send out to the public?
Well, one of the things is that it's the wrong message. I mean, we've got to be, there's no question that austerity, I think austerity is the wrong word, financial responsibility, governments are going to have to show this in coming decades, unless we're going to cripple the future generations with money that we're spending today. We've got all sorts of absurdities in Northern Ireland. We've got free prescriptions. We've got this. We've got that. And so I think we've got to show restraint. I think we've got to bring in charges for prescriptions and possibly even order charges. But how can we possibly justify spending a quarter of a million pounds subsidising the canteen at Stormont?
Now, we looked at this issue back in 2012. Since we looked at it, the bill has actually gone up by another £30,000. Here's the Assembly's response to this. This was a Freedom of Information request by The Nolan Show. The Assembly said the following: the increase in the net cost of catering services at Parliament buildings is largely, this is the increase, by the way, this is the 30 grand, this isn't the quarter of a million. The increase in the net cost of catering services at Parliament buildings is largely as a result of a reduction in income during a period when staff were decanted out of the building for the roof refurbishment and repair project and a reduction in function banqueting sales. The Assembly Commission has been taking steps in recent years to reduce the cost of catering by introducing a number of cost-cutting initiatives, for example, reduced opening hours of some outlets and opening facilities up to use by the general public during recess and dissolution periods. The pilot held in summer 2015 was extremely popular with members of the public. I tell you, Ben Laurie, one of the questions that some people will be asking this morning, if they're a small business owner, if they're running a little shop or a small restaurant themselves, I bet you they would like a 20, 30, 40 grand a month subsidy into their business.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing about it is this. Maybe they'll have to pay more when they eat in the canteen. I mean, it's a nice thing to have a good canteen. It's a nice thing to be able to eat well. Maybe they'll have to raise the prices. I mean, I don't know whether the statement that you've read to me doesn't say anything about that, does it?
Sorry, Ben, go ahead.
Well, are they saying that they're going to increase the prices of the food that they... That's another way of reclaiming some of the money.
Well, but do you not think that for pan-fried supreme of chicken served with champ crispy onions and black pepper cream sauce, £7.45 is beyond an MLA?
Yeah. Well, as I said, I think that MLAs... one of the things that I think we need to move towards in all sorts of, not just in public sector, in all sorts of businesses, towards people being reasonably paid. I mean, I, for example, support the increase in the minimum wage to $9.20 an hour. It's not an easy thing to do, particularly in an economy like Northern Ireland for small businesses, so that people have enough money to live well and enough money to be able to pay for things. And one of the ways, instead of people getting perks, we need to move away from perks. We need to move away from expenses. We need to move away from big office allowances. We need to move away from subsidizing canteens and towards people paying what they're supposed to be paying, being well paid themselves or reasonably paid, and then paying the proper price for what they buy.
Okay, Ben, thank you. Morning to you. Here's Brendan and Yuri. Morning, Brendan.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, this is literally the gravy train, and it's scandalous. I'm going to have to drop my wife off to Daisy Hill Hospital where she works, and in her bag she has a £1 freezer Tesco meal. And if she gets time to eat that, she will be very lucky. And in the morning where we heard there's a shortage of nurses and all the rest of it, and here we hear these people and they talk about transparency and all the rest of it, and they're just whooping it up and we're paying for it. Not a bit of wonder people are asking people like me to stand as independents, because they're just so sick of the parties who do nothing for anyone but themselves.
But the food needs to be to a certain standard in Stormont, doesn't it? To be fair, can you really expect assembly members to be having, you know, packed lunches or a sandwich vending machine?
Well, I'm sure they think that, but they're no different than the staff that works in Daisy Hill or Craigavon or in any of those places where they have chips and fish and other meals where you can go and pay for them at the proper price. Not high-flying meals which are hugely subsidised. Not a bit of wonder they spend all their time down there. I'm surprised they don't take their families down for holidays. And one of the months you talked about, the most of them were supposed to be on holiday. So how did that come about?
Well, that's why the price goes up, of course, I guess. I'm guessing that it's more expensive when they're not there. So let me just, Brendan, I'll run through every month of the year, right? Here's how much of your money they're taking for their lovely canteens in Stormont. January, £30,632. February, £21,041. March, £15,640. April, £29,888 for their food. May, £28,284. June, £2,480. July, £41,117 into the Stormont canteens. August, £31,962. September, £16,693. October, £22,658. November, £21,939. December, £17,898. A grand total in the era of austerity, when you're having possibly your benefits cut, when you're being told there isn't enough money around the system, £280,238 of your public money, so that the MLAs and the staff in Stormont can have things like Chinese style duck spring roll, a roast of the day, a grilled fillet of salmon, and slow cooked beef brisket. What do you make of that, Brendan?
I'm not surprised. I invited your show to come to Newry last week to see the most potted and patched road in Europe, and I invited people to put it in the Guinness Book of Records. And here we have these people who asked you to vote for them and say they're going to shake Stormont up, and really what they're doing is whipping it up.
Like, I don't know, could someone tell me, can you get slow-cooked beef brisket anywhere else for £7.45? Is that cheap or dear?
Not a chance.
Could you get wild mushroom polenta? I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know where you would get it, never mind at what price.
Wild mushroom polenta served with asparagus, parmesan and truffle oil for £6.85. Is that cheap?
Well, it's certainly cheap for them because it's subsidised to the hilt.
Barbara and Lauren. Morning, Barbara.
Stephen.
What do you make of this, Barbara?
Well, not very often you and me would agree on stuff, Stephen, but this we're together on. £280,000 a year. I'm actually sitting in East Belfast at the minute. I left Lauren at 8 o'clock this morning with a carload of stuff to take up to a friend of mine who runs one of the homeless charities. There wouldn't be people dying on our streets if that £280,000 was diverted to them.
What do you say to them, Barbara?
Wise up. Fat cat's getting fatter.
Jim's next in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen. I wholeheartedly agree with any of the contributors there. But what I want to ask is, how much is the BBC canteen with my licence fee paid? How much is it subsidised?
It's funny you should ask that. I've got an answer. Do you want to hear?
Yes, nothing.
Zero.
Well, that's good to hear, Stephen.
BBC,
very good to hear.
The BBC says part of efficiencies that we've been required to make, BBC Northern Ireland no longer subsidises staff canteen.
Excellent news. Well, what I'd like you to do...
Put down your pipe and smoke it.
Here, excuse me, just listen to what I'm saying now. What I'd like you to do the decent thing and subsidise the lunches and dinners of the people you keep behind.
What?
Your team. They work very hard, week in, week out, take a lot of nonsense from you. I was going to say something else. But I think you should subsidise. They're like a Vinnie and Amy and Carl and the rest of them. They work very hard. Work long hours for you, for Stephen Dolan.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I would. I would go even further.
John and Dunamina.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
Dunamana, whatever it is.
Dunamana.
Yes, John.
Okay, Mr. Nolan. Well, that last call sort of stole me thunder a wee bit, but first point of all...
You were going to ask about the BBC, weren't you?
Well, that's funny. Hold on now.
Weren't you?
And what would you wait? What would you wait to put my point to you?
You were going to ask about the BBC.
And I still am. I still am. But the first point I'm going to make to you is, it's a fantastic job that you're doing and shining a light on this absolute utter disgrace of MLAs being subsidised to have their dinners.
Well, they have
but,
to
but
eat.
But there's no lower corner. No one's the corner. You're trying to say, oh, you're hard-working MLA. You can't say that. You can't say this. You know yourself there that the... Most of them are, and high lap lower chap there, Ben Lurie, professional people. They're clampets. They're clampets, that's what they are.
That's just stupid.
That's not stupid, none.
They're elected representatives.
And listen, do you ever listen to them speak?
They're elected representatives.
Do you ever listen to them speak on Stormont Today? Do you ever listen to them?
Who have a mandate. And they've got to eat.
But do you ever listen to them speak?
Of course I listen to them speak.
And they're awful. They're the worst people at speaking that ever I've seen in my life. They are agricultural. They don't seem to get their point across.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
No, they are terrible. I watch it every week. I'm coming out of the second point. Your expenses.
Yes.
Who funds those?
What are you talking about?
Your expenses. Your expenses while working for the BBC. Who funds those?
I can't even think the last time I had an expense.
So you have no expenses. You do not get expenses from the BBC. Mr. Nolan.
I'm trying to think if I've had expenses. If I had expenses, to answer your question...
Mr. Nolan,
the BBC, through public money, would pay expenses to its staff.
So they pay expenses for you?
What's your problem?
Do they pay expenses for you?
Yes.
Do you not get enough wages to pay your own expenses? Is your wages not good enough that the BBC, the public-funded BBC, the taxpayer and the licence fee payer's money, is paying you... Maybe to be taxied to London or Manchester, wherever you go, or subsidise your food or your clothes or whatever. Do you not get enough of a salary?
BBC don't subsidise my food.
Right, okay. Do you have an expenses sheet every month?
No.
You're 100% in that now?
Yes.
So you get no expenses?
I don't know if I've got...
Come on, you're a politician now, Mr. Noel. I don't know. I can't recall... Let me put
it like this to you, because you think you've caught me out and you haven't. I can't remember the last time I claimed expenses. I'm not going to say I've never done, because I can't remember, but I can't remember the last time I've ever claimed expenses. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Alex and Lisburn, morning.
Morning, Stephen. I just want to make it, I'm not going to stick up for the canteen or the caring facilities, but you do need caring facilities at Stormont. And you only have a limited number of potential customers, so you need to have... You know, if you priced it beyond what people are prepared to pay, and the whole thing collapses, whenever you do need catering, you're going to have to bring caterers in, and that's going to cost a lot of money. So there's an economic argument. But what I would say is this:
so the argument goes in their defence, right? It's our seat of democracy. There has to be a particular standard of food. You can't exactly have runny gravy sausages and mash, can you? At our seat of democracy. But for all the people out there that are having things cut, they're being told that they're on a pay freeze in the public sector, or they can't get 1 or 2% of a pay increase because the money isn't there. And there's the very MLAs who are telling them that, having 280 grand a year towards the canteens they eat out of.
No, I agree.
Subsidy of your money.
The food does seem quite cheap. But I would make another point. I mean, that's peanuts compared to what's been wasted. We had there was a discussion a couple of 18 months ago or so about closing St. Mary's Teacher Training College. Would have saved, I think, what, 3 million? Mm. We have five different places where teachers can train in Northern Ireland. Five different places. And yet, you know, that was swept through. That idea was knocked on the head by Sinn Féin and the DUP. That was costing us millions.
How much would a main course of crispy phyllo, I don't even know what this is, crispy phyllo tiger prawns?
You're determined to keep this discussion on food.
How much? Maliki in Belfast. Morning, Maliki.
How you doing, Stephen?
How much would crispy, you own a restaurant, right?
I do own a restaurant, yes.
So how much would crispy phyllo tiger prawns served with watercress, a main course of that, cost out in the real world? It's £8.25 in the Stormont canteen.
Well, I own Ribs and Bibs and Botanic, and as you know, it is really cutthroat street. So we would probably do the meat for that. Ah. But, I mean, that's not at subsidies. That's what you're going to get, because we are for the people and the value for the people. But having said that, two things I would like to point out. One is, you're on about the subsidy of the food and the food that they eat. Now, here's a question. If you go in and you buy a meal in Stormont and it subsidizes the health, and you get your receipt for that meal, do you then put that in off your expenses? So therefore, the meal doesn't cost you anything anyway. And the thing too is, you're talking about...
I don't think so. I think, to be fair to them, it's a fair question, by the way, but I think that they would only be allowed to claim for the food if it was outside their working hours and if it was off base and all that kind of malarkey.
You couldn't claim for a meal at your normal place to work.
But I don't know. We'll check. We'll ask.
But then you see, that does the likes of me out of business. So say half a dozen of them come in to me and say to me, right, we want to do this. You know, obviously they're going to drink and eat until their heads fall off. And then they want a receipt at the end of it. And they say, can you give us a receipt for that? Because we'll claim that back. Knock yourselves out, guys. But it's the same thing. I've often wondered, if a solicitor come in to my restaurant to eat a meal, and I sent one of the waitresses over, and she said, right, would you like the nicest, you know, the nicest brisket or the nicest burgers or the nicest, everything that we eat is the nicest you can buy. And then that consultant, that first initial meeting is free. And then if she goes back to the table and then takes a note of what they eat, and then I turn and say, well, that second meeting is now going to cost you £25, because that's what you charge me. We then go back and prefer the food, give them the food for what the food costs. Then I get someone to present an invoice, and I then charge them £25 for that invoice. And if I could put a stamp and a letter on it, I could charge them another £25. And then I could say to myself, right, guys, the food actually costs you £25-30, but all the stuff that went on around it is now costing you an extra £100.
Maliki, thank you. Thank you, Michael and Palomino. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you make of this?
A couple of points. With four people dying on the streets of Belfast recently, food banks in all over the country, and in July and August of last year, £73,000 spent on meals and Stormont whenever the MLAs are up on holidays. How do they explain this?
70, it's actually 41, 72... Yeah, 73, you're right. You can count better than I can. 73 grand in July and August alone on subsidising the Stormont canteen.
While they're on holidays.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why it's so big, actually.
And just to go back to what the previous speaker was saying, if an MLA brings up two of his constituents into the canteen and buys them their lunch, he can claim that back on expenses.
Well, I don't think they can. So let's concentrate on what we know here this morning. You know, Michael, you could ask yourself, I guess, the two schools of thought here. You know, you're talking on average. I haven't worked the average out, but look at this: 280 grand a month divided by 12. You know, it's 20 odd grand a month, isn't it?
Yep.
Just under
£5,000 a week.
Yeah, it's over. What's 280 divided by 12? It's funny the way everybody reaches for a calculator, isn't it? What's 280 divided by 12? 23 grand a month on average of public money, Michael, on Stormont's canteens.
Yep. It's unbelievable. As I say, with people dying in the streets of Belfast and food banks, what are these MLAs doing? It's time they wised up and done something for the people.
The fancy restaurant up there is open to the public when? When?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, listen, during the Assembly election campaign, I'm just finding out, right? So here's what we're going to do. So the members' dining room's open, is it? Ha-ha! I'm going to go up and I'm going to bring the Nolan team. And why don't we bring some listeners as well? Will we do this, Michael? Why don't we go in and blitz their members' dining room with all of us?
There'd be a big bunch at the door saying you're not a member, you can't get in.
No, they can't stop us. During that period, we are allowed in. That's my point. So will I bring the team up and some of you up?
Well, I'm always open for a good meal.
And we could go up and we could get the subsidised prices and we'd make sure we get all the seats so there's no seats for the members.
Yeah, I'd like to try those prawns.
Well, the prawns, I don't... How much... Could someone tell me how much these... If Finney had been doing his job right, he would have had comparisons here of how much these things would be in the open market. But there's crispy phyllo tiger prawns, main course, £8.25. Now, is that... How cheap is that?
I don't know. It's a very tasty price, anyway.
Here's Big Lawrence in Crossgar. Good morning, Big Lawrence.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen.
Yes.
It's a shame and disgrace what them MLAs are doing. What they're getting away with... Well, first, they're looking subsidised for sweets. Now their dinners and that there. I don't understand it at all, because I can go down to my local supermarket in Crossgar and I can buy a dinner for $3.99, a full roast beef dinner.
Well, I'm looking at the high tea menu here.
Well, high tea menu's not there, like. There's nothing the matter with a roast beef dinner. I'm sure half of them MLAs were rare for roast beef dinners.
And there are quite a few restaurants up in Stormont, by the way.
Oh, I know that there. But they're getting enough wages to subsidise their own dinners. If they can't do that, they should take it. They were here with a wee lunchbox that we had to do in school years ago.